This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Ron Najafi, the founder and chairman of NovaBay Pharmaceuticals, the developer of anti-infective organicide compounds effective against bacteria, virus, and fungi. Ron, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. So NovaBay Pharmaceuticals is going beyond antibiotics. What do you mean by that?
Eric, you know, as you're, I'm sure, very aware of the fact that antibiotic resistance is upon us, and the World Health Organization has mentioned in many of their articles that we're really in the post-antibiotic era. What NovaBay is developing is the next generation of anti-infectives. We like to call them non-antibiotic antimicrobials. These are based on our white blood cell chemistry. We use very active chlorine-generating molecules that typically is generated within white blood cell, and that's what we're bringing to the market hopefully in a couple of years.
Now, NovaBay has issued a call to action. What does that include?
Eric, you know, it's really to address the drug resistance problem. It's really a multifaceted approach, and we're obviously developing technologies that could replace a number of antibiotics out of the market with our technology, which has very low propensity for developing resistance. However, you know, our 150 antibiotics that are on the market today, all of them are in danger of losing their effectiveness, primarily because we're throwing a lot of antibiotics into the environment. We are almost 80% of antibiotics that are being used on this planet is actually going into veterinary non-therapeutic use to help grow the animals faster, and much of that ends up into the environment, and bacteria is exposed to sublethal concentrations of these antibiotics in the rivers, in our waterways, in our bays, and all over the world. And that's really where we think much of our antibiotic resistance are being developed.
Now, if you would, describe NovaBay's product pipeline, if you would.
So our technology is primarily going to be focused on topical non-systemic applications such as skin infection, eye infection, ear infection, pretty much where we could get the product or solution gel to. We'll have a very good application for this technology. So the primary indications that the company is focused on right now is eye infection. We're focused on adenoviral conjunctivitis and bacterial conjunctivitis, which is another word for saying eye infection. We're also focused on developing our technology for skin infection. And that's a specific disease called impetigo. And the third area is developing our product for spinal cord injury patients who are permanently catheterized. These are urinary tract catheters that stays basically in patients' bladder for upward of 30 days. And these patients develop biofilm, bacteria, blockages, and so forth in their catheters due to bacterial colonization. And we're developing an irrigation solution that will effectively keep their catheters clean. So we have really four clinical trials going on right now as we speak, and those are all listed on the clinicaltrials.gov, and your audience can find additional information on them on our website.
Today we are with Ron Najafi, the founder and chairman of NovaBay Pharmaceuticals, the developer of anti-infective agenticide compounds effective against bacteria, virus, and fungi, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Ron, what can individuals do now to protect themselves from antibiotic resistance in everyday life?
I think first and foremost, I think they should write to their Congress people and ask them to not allow antibiotics use in veterinary industry for non-therapeutic purposes. So for feed and making the animals grow, I think that's really is going to have the biggest impact. And where it is possible to use a non-antibiotic technology such as our product that will become available in a number of topical infection for treatment would be also beneficial. The third area that is extremely important is developing technologies that can detect the specific bacteria and be able to prescribe the right antibiotic for the right infection. So we don't end up overusing and misusing antibiotics. And the fourth thing, which I think is extremely important, is unused antibiotics should not be thrown into the trash cans and into the landfills, because they eventually end up in our waterways and bays and different areas that end up giving bacteria an opportunity to learn and develop resistance. So those are extremely important points that obviously our call to action is primarily focused on.
And finally, what can those individuals do who are planning to enter the hospital for surgery or stay in the hospital do to protect themselves? Please provide us with some tips, if you would.
Okay. I think they shouldn't be shy to ask the nurse to wear new gloves when they come and touch them. And they should ask very politely that everybody that comes into the room or into the areas where they're hanging out should wear gloves, including doctors. So I know many of your audience are physicians, but we do, inadvertently transfer one patient's bacteria to another patient's patient through very simple procedures, and that should be avoided. Make sure everybody that comes into the room wash their hands. I think a lot of hospitals now test you to make sure you don't have MRSA as you enter the hospital. That knowledge alone is extremely important, and many hospitals today swab the nose and see whether you are an MRSA carrier. In many cases, you just don't do anything. You just need to be aware so that you don't you somewhat isolate that patient. So those are really just day in knowledge and also prevention of patient to patient transmission of certain bacteria, specifically MRSA, that's very prevalent in the hospitals.
Very helpful information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about NovaBay Pharmaceuticals online?
We are obviously online at www.novabay.com. NovaBay is also publicly traded, so they can find a lot of information on the company on Yahoo Finance and other sources.
Outstanding. We've been speaking with Ron Najafi, the founder and chairman of NovaBay Pharmaceuticals, the developer of anti-infective agenticide compounds effective against bacteria, virus, and fungi. And the website of reference, once again, is NovaBay.com. Ron, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.